Talk to me a little bit about Dundee Elementary.
Well, that's one of our updates. We are extremely excited. Dundee Elementary has been named a National Blue Ribbon School. There were four Blue Ribbon schools across the state of Nebraska, and the Secretary of Education will be recognizing the principal and one of her teachers in Washington, D.C., as a part of, I think the entire number for the entire nation was 340 schools, which is obviously a very, very small number compared to all the schools across the country. So it's a huge honor, and the second time that our school district's had a new National Blue Ribbon, the other was actually Dundee in, I believe, 2005.
Well, while we're on this track of talking about positive things taking place in the district, what else is going on that we can all kind of be proud of here?
Well, this week, the city of Omaha hosted the Purpose Built Communities Conference. It's a national conference for Purpose Built Communities, which is a focus on high poverty areas. It's a turnaround initiative with a school as well as a housing, mixed income housing piece that in our case, you may have seen it. It's called the Highlander. You may have seen some of the apartments going up, the condos going up. That entire conference was hosted here, and we had representatives from across the United States, I believe over 500 representatives, who were listening to how Purpose Built works. And more importantly, we were held out as a model for the nation on how to utilize the Purpose Built community concept to change a neighborhood and to change a school. And so we had representatives from Kennedy Elementary speaking at the conference, and an opportunity to show how well it can work. And so we're excited to continue to see the Purpose Built communities concept go into effect in the Highlanders neighborhood, which is off of 30th Street North, if your listeners are probably familiar, because it's pretty visible when you go down the street. But it's a incredible program that includes more than just schools, more than just apartments and condos. It also includes a community center and also includes a healthcare wraparound service. But the result in other cities that have done this has been incredible for the whole neighborhood as well as the school, and we think we're going to see the same thing with Howard Kennedy in the neighborhood off 30th. In our case, it'll have some library services, there'll be a coffee shop there, there'll be a restaurant there, and then they also do a coordinating activities with the school, which in our case is Howard Kennedy.
Talk to me about the Gold Excellence Award winners lunches. What's that all about?
Well, this is something that we implemented 4 years ago with schools that have met high marks in student achievement data. We actually go to those schools and serve them lunch. The staff does, including school board members, myself, and other cabinet level leaders, because we recognize it takes the entire staff of a school to have the kind of successes that it requires to show significant growth on state assessment scores. And we just want to celebrate with them and thank them for their hard work. So we'll start that actually at the end of next week is the beginning of our lunch meetings with our, and I believe it's 18 schools this year that met the Gold Award standard. But it's, just, again, something we've done for the last 4 years just to thank them. And we recognize that you're not going to have that kind of success every single year, because sometimes you're going to have growth, but then you'll kind of flatten and then you'll grow again. So we celebrate it when it's there, but we understand that it's a progress and a journey, not a destination. I'd like just to remind everyone that parent-teacher conferences are coming up, and so please check with your schools and find out the dates and times, because we want to encourage parent participation. We recognize that parents are partners in education, and their participation is really critical to our success as a school district.